Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It's Robert Woolsey sitting in again for Melissa Marconi-Wenzel this morning. And joining me in the studio for the morning interview is Matthew Turner. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Matthew is Sitka Community Schools, LLC. He is Community Schools. Community Schools is kind of our... I guess it's the way we access our publicly owned school facilities and buildings to use them for all kinds of programs and sports and things.
Mm-hmm.
When school is not in session, it used to be run by the district, and now it's run by you, Matthew. And this was not your life's plan.
No, I did not come to Sitka with this in mind. But you know, it was kind of a serendipitous opportunity that came up, and I jumped in and have really so far been, I feel like it's just been a great gift and an opportunity.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because yesterday I had Paula Martin on this show. She's the new campus director at mm-hmm. UAS, and her appointment came about rather spontaneously when someone else who did have that job couldn't make it. I'm betting that as early as September or maybe August, you had no idea that you'd be running community schools come October 1st.
Yeah, no idea at all. but you know, the school board had made a determination back in April that beginning in October that they were no longer going to run community schools, and I'd heard about that, and like a lot of folks, kind of mourned the loss of the service, but didn't really make any connection that there was anything to do about it. And then, yeah, ran into a school board member who said, you know, well, there's an opportunity here for someone to take it on, and so I jumped in, and lo and behold, here we are.
And you seem to be holding up pretty well. How's it going? It's crazy because you were out of town when you got the contract.
Yeah, I was working another job and was up in Anchorage for most of the month of September, and so I quickly kind of put a bid together and submitted it to the school district, and then just went away to do this other work, which is pretty intensive. So I really wasn't even focusing on it as events unfolded. But yeah, so it was pretty exciting. And then, you know, the first day of work was my first day back in Sitka after a month away, and you know, we just hit the ground running. And the point I will stress again and again is, you know, so yeah, you know, right now there's, you know, I'm the guy kind of heading up the administration of this thing called community schools, but it's a community, and so many people are a part of it, have been a part of it, and continue to make it work. If it was just me and a desk, there wouldn't be community schools. It's the folks that show up that make youth soccer happen and make City League happen and make these other programs happen that make it what it is.
Yeah, you're kind of the glue holding it together.
Yeah.
But yeah, people, we were talking a little bit before we went on the air that part of community schools is sort of on autopilot. I mean, mm-hmm. people know when City League basketball happens. They know when youth soccer happens. The people who make those things, who are the sort of the boots on the ground, know that it's time. Mm-hmm. And then you're just sort of... making the connections.
Yeah, facilitating
okay.
it. Yeah,
yeah,
you know, I do really, honestly, if there were no community schools, I still think City League would just naturally happen. People would just show up and somebody would put on a ref shirt and there would be a game. I feel like it's so much inside our community. But yeah, so I really do see myself as just kind of facilitating the things that have happened in the past, and hopefully maybe generating some ideas out there for things that could happen in the future.
Okay, but your plan this year is to just kind of hold the line, right? If you go to Blatchley mm-hmm. after school, or in the evening or on weekends, you're going to see City League basketball. You're going to see kids playing soccer. It's,
yep.
The programs are rolling.
The
right?
programs are rolling. You know, and not you know, and community schools has at least two different faces, I think, you know, and one of course is kind of the recreations, the recreation, the leagues, the basketball, volleyball, kids soccer, kids basketball, things like that. But then on the other side, you know, we've got wood shop, we've got sewing, we've got, I think, some untapped potential over there that that I'd love to see grow some more.
And ideas that you didn't even really know about are also coming to you, like the open skate roller skating.
Yeah, roller skating. And so, you know, there's talk. I'll put a titillating little thing out there of maybe having a junior roller derby league, or at least giving young people a chance to play roller derby. And so, you know, things like that. And again, these are things that are coming from the community. And then I see my role is just helping facilitate to see if we can make it happen. And get people in there to do it.
What's it like, being kind of limited to Blatchley? How is that going? Community schools used to include all district buildings, but for the purposes of this contract this year, it's just Blatchley.
Well, and I think also as a cost-saving measure. So the district, like all of our institutions in Alaska and in Sitka, are feeling a bit of a budgetary squeeze. And so in order to, you know, to open up a big facility like a school building requires school staff and lots of energy and heat and stuff. So by narrowing down by our buildings, I think we're going to save a lot of money, and it does put some pressure on the facility because there's a lot of folks that want to get in there to use it. I think I could probably have three gyms to manage and they would be full, but we have one gym and then we have a multi-purpose room. So it's been, I think everyone's feeling the squeeze, but so far I think we've managed to come up with a schedule that gives, you know, the school district and those folks that use it opportunities. And again, I think everybody kind of understands that this is the situation now. And I feel like we're all doing a great job of working together to make sure that we're not pushing any user group away. We may have to accommodate them. And we're running a pretty tight schedule, you know, so right at 2 o'clock, this group needs to go and this group comes in. I think it's working.
Okay. And when you say we, is there more to community schools now than just Matthew Turner?
Well, again, there's Jen Gronke running youth soccer, and there's Andrew Frisky, who's been coordinating the City League, and there's the coaches at Blatchley and at the high school, and all these people, you know, whether they're employed by community schools, certainly are engaged with it. So I never feel like I'm alone.
All right. Before we went on the air, you did mention that the staffing of community schools will probably feel different to people. You're trying to create an online environment, mm-hmm. and maybe sort of some efficiencies around that, right?
Yeah. So I guess another mantra that I bring up is you know, community schools changed when it's not the same community schools as it was before, because a lot of the services that used to be a part of community schools, like the Tobacco Cessation Program, a lot of grant-funded programs, and AmeriCorps, that all kind of were balled up together, were parsed away. So this is a community schools that is really focused on just after school activities. And so there isn't a model yet of what it takes to run that. And so I've been kind of working the desk and trying to learn, you know, what this takes and what kind of people, and how to get more people in there. So I do need to, we will get some staff. Still learning what that means and what those folks would do. So it'll probably be November before I'm ready to hire the next community schools employee. But that's got to come, or I will disintegrate.
All right. So City League basketball is going, youth soccer is going. What's the next big sort of tent pole sort of program?
Probably the next big one is the City League Volleyball,
right,
which I think brings in the most, you know, in terms of numbers, a lot of people coming in for that. And since I've got a little space before that one starts, one of the changes that I'm looking at, and it's not a big change, but to kind of have maybe prior to this volleyball season starting, having one or two days of volleyball clinics that are just there where anybody can show up and learn some skills. You know, just do the drills like if you were on a real volleyball team. You know, have a coach and a whistle and get some instruction. And make that open so that anybody who wants to come, learn some skills, and then I'm sure we'll play a game at the end, can be there. And maybe as a result of that, we might be able to form another team or two to play competitively during the season.
All right. Matthew, we've already gone a little over time, but just really briefly, how do people find out what's going on at community schools now? Should they show up, or can they go online?
Online is where I'm putting most of my energy right now. So if you go to sitkacommunityschools.com, you'll see everything that's going on and ways to get in contact and get engaged.
All right. Matthew Turner is Sitka Community Schools, LLC. He's the guy running community schools for our district now. If you want to find out what's happening in community schools, go to sitkacommunityschools.com. And I'm going to check that out. I'll put that link along with this interview on our website, kcaw.org. Thanks so much for coming in,
Great.
Matthew.
Thank you, Rob.
And good luck. Hope you get some rest.
All right.
In your future. Thanks again, Matt.